Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 12, 2021. I'm George Henry. Last night, special meeting of the Florence City Council was held to determine which of the potential candidates would take the vacant seat on the council. Six interviews were conducted, and after some deliberation last evening, a vote was taken. Three of the candidates that received votes were former mayoral candidate and local businesswoman Jo Beaudreau and former write-in candidate Margaret Wisniewski and Joel Marks. The first vote was split with two in favor of Wisniewski and one for Beaudreau and one for Marks. Kelly Weiss recorded the final vote after more deliberations.
Councillor Meyer has voted for Ms. Margaret Wisniewski. Councillor Watts has voted for Ms. Jo Beaudreau. Councillor Woodbury has voted for Ms. Margaret Wisniewski. Mayor Henry has voted for Ms. Margaret Wisniewski. So we have three votes for Ms. Margaret Wisniewski and one vote for Jo Beaudreau.
The council will formally welcome Wisniewski with a swearing-in at the next scheduled city council meeting, tentatively scheduled for January 25th. The Florence Police Department reported they had recently been investigating charges of possible theft and criminal mistreatment after they were alerted by Adult and Protective Services that a suspect identified as Florence businessman Brett Feingold had allegedly withdrew funds from an elderly male that he was caring for and had a relationship with. FPD worked with the Department of Justice's financial fraud investigators and found credible evidence that a crime had been committed. Feingold was arrested on November 18th of 2020 for aggravated theft 1 and criminal mischief 1 and was cited and released. He was to be arraigned on January 6, 2021. At approximately 12:45 on January 6, Florence police received a report of a gunshot victim at 1525 12th Street. Upon arrival, they found Feingold deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Feingold had operated Coast Computer Services at a suite at that location. A high wind warning is out for the Central Oregon coast. Steady winds with gusts of up to 65 miles per hour are expected throughout the day until 2 a.m. Wednesday morning. High waters are also expected to be an issue through at least Wednesday evening, and travelers should be on the lookout for debris in the roadways, including trees, tree limbs, and mud and rocks in some areas. The coastal flood advisory goes until 4 p.m. tomorrow. No new coronavirus cases were reported for the Florence area yesterday as the county added 61 new cases. There were also three new deaths reported for Lane County, a 51-year-old man who tested positive on December 28th, an 88-year-old man who tested positive on December 23rd, and a 57-year-old woman who tested positive on December 18th. All three individuals had underlying health conditions. That brings the Lane County death toll to 100. The state reported a total of 939 new cases. It's unclear how many, if any, are of the newly discovered, more contagious form of COVID-19. The state total is now at 126,607 cases, with 1,613 deaths. The Oregon Coast Humane Society will be performing a microchip clinic for pets in the OCHS parking lot on 2840 Rhododendron Drive, Saturday, January 30th. OCHS Executive Director Charles Brown says they're asking for a $20 donation, but no one will be turned away if they are unable to pay. Microchip data can be used to locate a pet's owner in the case of the animal being lost. Chips go on a national database, and there are no additional fees for updating the chip's information should a pet owner move. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 12, 2021.